Cuomo says he'll meet with business leaders at Technion University about four key industries: tech startups, innovations in drones and medical technology, and navigation devices that are being developed for uses like self-driving cars. An MTA official is also on the trip to see if the navigation techniques could be used to replace the aging signal system on New York City subways and on commuter rail lines. The governor says Israel is a major trading partner with New York State.
New York does $5 billion in exports to Israel, more than any other state in the United States. Israel exports to New York over $8 billion, more than any other state.
But Cuomo says he has a personal reason for the trip as well, to show solidarity against the growing incidence of anti-Semitism in New York and in many places around the world.
There has been a scourge of anti-Semitic activity in this country. A scourge of anti-Semitism. I believe it is a symptom of the division that is being spread throughout this country and the intolerance that is spreading throughout this country.
Cuomo, who has two Jewish brothers-in-law and several Jewish nieces, says for him it is personal. Cuomo's also bringing his three daughters on the trip.
The Jewish community is part of our family. And part of our family has been offended. And my family is going to go to Israel to make the point that we stand in solidarity with them.
The governor was asked by a reporter about the politics of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has been criticized for allying with Israel's political right. Cuomo says his trip is not a political one and that he does not want to get involved in the country's politics. The governor did, though, weigh in on a recent statement by Queens Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She accused the Trump administration of running concentration camps for immigrants along the U.S. southern border, drawing a comparison to the Holocaust. Cuomo says that analogy is wholly inappropriate.
To draw an equivalency suggests one does not understand what happened in the Holocaust. Having said that, the situation at the border is horrendous in and of itself. It is a human rights violation. It is separating families. It is breeding hatred.
In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.